I'm Shelley Irwin. Here we go. Seidman College of Business doing great things, educating those and continuing their own research. So we talk about it on a weekly, actually on a monthly basis. And let's talk about economics when it comes to health. Kevin Callison, economics professor, in to talk about results released at the West Michigan Healthcare Economic Forecast back in January 13th and maybe what happens from here with this new year. Kevin, always a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Professor Callison, I always like to have you remind me, what's been your, let's just say, career progression?
Well, this is my fourth year at Grand Valley now. I primarily focus on health economics, healthcare policy. That's the area that I teach in, and that's the area that my research focuses on.
Do students, are they required to be exposed to healthcare economics, or do we start to find our niche immediately?
You know, it's not necessarily a requirement, but our health economics classes are very popular. So we have a number of sections that we run because it's, you know, with everything that's happening now, I think it's an interesting topic.
Great. And you sharing what did happen back on the 13th. It's funny, I just brought up the page that I want to use as my cheat sheets, and already it's given you the date for January 12th, 2018.
Oh, for next year's, yeah.
2018, huh?
Okay. I guess, yeah. We've been doing this every year, so this is... Oh. This is, I don't know, the eighth or ninth year that we've been doing this.
Just seeing that date in print just took me back. We've got a lot to do before the year's over.
Right.
Kevin, Professor Callison, let's talk about this West Michigan Healthcare Economic Forecast. What's its gist?
Sure. So what we do is we collect data from a variety of sources on healthcare expenditures and healthcare utilization in Grand Rapids and the West Michigan area. And then we kind of track that data over time to see how things are changing, maybe try and focus on some areas that seem like potential areas of concern. We have help from Priority Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. They help provide us with data so we can look at healthcare utilization for patients enrolled in those health insurance plans. So we get a lot of good data, and we collect that and put it together in this publication, and then we have the event every year that allows us to kind of share the results that we found.
Yes, and the event, again, looks like it was a live broadcast. That's kind of cool, presented by you and Dr. Mueller and more. So I guess we'll just get right to the results. What did you find?
Well, probably to no one's surprise, healthcare expenditures tending to increase. Although we're in pretty good shape in West Michigan, so we've been historically a lower spending region compared to other regions around the U.S., and that remains true. We also look at some measures of quality of care, and we do pretty well in terms of receiving high quality care at a relatively low cost. We did, you know, we always try and highlight an area of concern each year. And this year, the area of concern that we noted was spending on coronary artery disease. So we followed, I think it's about six chronic conditions now over several issues of the publication. And we kind of keep an eye on what's happening with spending in these chronic conditions, so for people who are diagnosed with these illnesses. And we noticed this year in Grand Rapids, in particular, that spending on coronary artery disease increased by about 20% from last year to this year. So it was quite a large increase. We don't know why it's happening, but we've been following these trends over time, and this is one of the largest increases we've seen. So while overall, again, we still do pretty well on cost here, that's one area that we think we might want to focus on for improvement.
Half a step back, when you mentioned measuring the quality of care, this is somewhat subjective. How do you measure that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there are some kind of generally accepted measures of healthcare quality. One that we use is discharges for ambulatory care sensitive conditions. So what that means, it's kind of a long name, but what that means is you are you're admitted to the hospital for a condition that could have been treated in a different setting, a more efficient setting. And so you, as a community, you want to have a relatively low rate of those types of discharges, and we do here in West Michigan. We also looked at some end-of-life measures of quality of care, so things like hospice enrollment, and we tend to have a relatively high share of our population that enrolls in hospice at the end of life. ICU utilization at the end of life is relatively low here, so we on those kind of measures that are generally accepted to be measures of quality or efficiency in healthcare, we seem to do pretty well.
Did you touch on health insurance coverage?
A little bit. We do a survey, and we surveyed, about 400 or 500 people in Grand Rapids, and we do ask them about their insurance and changes in their insurance coverage. And then we also collect data that's representative at the state level, and we look at what's happening with insurance rates there. And Michigan is really kind of falling in line with the other states since the Affordable Care Act, with Medicaid expansions and the Affordable Care Act exchanges. We've seen reductions in the rate of uninsurance, and that's true here as well as across the country.
I'm on your report, which is available online, I trust,
right,
Kevin?
Right.
Underneath economic analysis, compared to a group of peer communities, you might have mentioned this, hospital admission rates in GR in the region are low. However, outpatient visits are high.
Yeah, this is something else that's been kind of interesting to follow the past couple of years, is when we look at utilization rates in Grand Rapids compared to national averages, or actually we create some comparison regions and we look at hospital utilization in those regions also, we find that inpatient admissions to hospital tend to be lower than average in Grand Rapids, but outpatient visits to hospitals are quite a bit higher than the national average in Grand Rapids. Again, we're not really sure why that is. It might just be a function of the way that certain care is billed, and so it may show up as a hospital outpatient visit, even though it's care you receive in your doctor's office. So that could be one explanation. It could be that we are substituting outpatient for inpatient care. There are a lot of different potential explanations, but we have seen a large increase in the use of outpatient hospital care.
Did you measure the outlook for professionals studying the role of healthcare?
Yeah, we do that every year also. The jobs picture looks pretty strong in West Michigan. We've seen, probably everybody knows, unemployment is pretty low, and we've seen significant job growth. It's interesting that when you break it down by where that job growth is occurring, in West Michigan, it's really been concentrated in the healthcare sector. So the healthcare sector over the past 10 years has, if you look at this category of healthcare practitioners and technical occupations, employment in that area has increased by about 35% over the last 10 years, which is a tremendous increase, and that's much larger than most other sectors.
Wow. I still hold my license in physical therapy. There's a projected 10-year growth of 22%.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Maybe get back into that.
No, this is where I need to be right now. Kevin Callison with us, economics professor, talking about the results released at the West Michigan Healthcare Economic Forecast. What else do you want to mention regarding this study?
The other thing that I found to be interesting was that if you look at, from the claims data we get from the insurers, if you look at expenditures for those who are considered healthy enrollees, so these are people who aren't diagnosed with one of the chronic conditions that we follow and limited in an age range to be between 30 and 39, so this kind of gives us a benchmark of a healthy member in one of these insurance plans. And both on the east side of the state and the west side of the state, expenditures for that group actually fell from last year to this year. So they're spending less money than they were last year on average. And I think one of the reasons that might be occurring is because we've seen this shift to high deductible health plans. And so people who are relatively healthy moving into high deductible health plans, they tend to cut their utilization. And that would result in a reduction in expenditures for that group.
What do you do with the results?
Well, we present the results at our event. I think we had 500-600 people there this year, so it gets a pretty good turnout. We make the book available on the website. We print up a bunch of hard copies of it and just distribute it around and hope that people can use the data to, we're more, our role is more to present the data and present the numbers and then hope that the community can use those numbers to try and look for areas to focus on to improve the healthcare system.
Great. Let's look at the elephant in the room. New year, new president. There's some good news. There's some maybe some bad news. What are your thoughts when it comes to all? Can you set us straight as far as our any worries or the setting will be a smooth sail regarding healthcare coverage?
Well, who knows? I think is the answer to that. It's everything's sort of up in the air now. There's been a lot of talk about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, so we'll see. I think that's going to be more difficult to do than people think it might be. It's pretty entrenched in the healthcare system, but I do think there will be some changes. President Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office that a lot of people are calling largely symbolic to talk about how government agencies should be kind of lax in their enforcement of an individual mandate for health insurance. But I think that something like that can have real effects, and we've seen some evidence of that. There have been insurers now talking about being kind of unsure about whether or not they'll offer plans in the marketplaces in 2018 because there's so much uncertainty now around what's going to happen. So we just don't know. There was a new plan put forward by a couple of congressmen and women a couple of days ago. That might be a new model. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, has a plan. So there are a lot of different plans floating around. We don't know which of those plans or which parts of those plans are likely to be enacted. So that's kind of what we're waiting to see.
So let's get you back to your corner desk where you can peek in and look at that crystal ball. What is your next project or the big project for 2017?
I have a few. I'm working on a look at hospital readmission rates. So I think that's a big area. The Affordable Care Act included a hospital readmissions reduction program, which is essentially a penalty for hospitals that have excessive readmissions. So working on a paper now, looking at the effectiveness of that, doing some work on geographic variations in spending in the Medicare program. It's kind of this phenomenon that people have pointed out now for years that we don't really know why, but certain areas spend a lot more money on healthcare than other areas, and it doesn't look to be because of differences in patient health. So looking into that a little bit to see if we can come up with some answers there.
So by January 12th, 2018, you'll have another forecast ready for us.
That's the plan. Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks, Kevin Callison, economics professor. How do we find out more information, including this report, this West Michigan Healthcare Economic Forecast?
If you Google Grand Valley Health Check, that'll take you to the link where you can see the document online. There's a PDF version. You can also watch the presentation. There's a link to the YouTube file there that you can watch.
Great. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Thank you.